Welcome back, ladies, and welcome to Module 6. This is a module all based on integrity. Integrity with yourself, integrity with other people, and overall committing to yourself, not just for these 4 weeks, but in general, to allow yourself to rise in frequency through keeping that commitment, through realizing that you are worthy of having everything that you desire, and overall keeping promises to yourself. You know, one of the things that I truly believe is a confidence builder, and I did an actual podcast on this, I think 2 years ago, is keeping commitments to yourself. One being this program. You know, it's one thing to sign up and, you know, decide, okay, I really want to make a change. I want to really align to love and to a higher frequency. And it's a whole other thing committing to the process, not just listening to the modules, not just engaging, but allowing the process to happen, allowing the metamorphosis to happen, which is a huge one when it comes to this work. And so with this module, this is really just helping you to commit to the things that you may have done in the past. Maybe you have committed to something and didn't follow through. And I think we can all relate to that feeling where we had something that we desired. We had something that we really wanted and we didn't end up following through. And that is a very painful experience when you don't commit to something. So the first thing that I want to talk about in regards to this is making sure that when you commit to something, this is your own desire. This is something that you want. This is not something that you saw on Instagram that someone else had and you decided that you wanted it. This is something that when you take time to think about how you want your life to look, what are the core values that you want to have? How do you want to live physically? How do you want to live spiritually? How do you want to live relationally? How do you want to live within maybe your career? And if you're not working right now, obviously, this may not apply, but maybe you do have a desire to live out your dream. And it really is getting to your own personal desire. It's starting to ask yourself, okay, what is my actual true desire and not a product of someone else's desire? Now, I know that you may be thinking, well, what if there's something, how do I know? How do I know if this is my desire or if this is someone else's? And the way that you know that, you guys, it's very simple and something that I've, of course, asked myself as well. And it's something that you can't get off your mind. It's not something that feels forced. It's something that excites you. Now, I'm not saying that you take the leap and you start doing it right away, but it'll be something that you can't get off of your mind. It'll be something that either keeps showing up to you synchronistically, other people will say something to you that reminds you of it, and it will overall be that inner knowing of this is for me. And these can be very small things. This doesn't have to be anything huge. It can be something, maybe it's that you didn't eat meat before and now you're starting to, or you were eating meat and now you're being led to go on a vegan or a vegetarian diet, or it can be something like, you know what, I really want to change the color of my hair. And I'm not saying these things to be funny. I'm actually saying these things because these are real life experiences that come up. But if it's not your true desire, if it's not something that is of a soul agreement, something that your soul is leading you to, it's going to be very hard to commit to it. And so I just want to make that very clear at the very beginning that you want to make sure that when you establish something that you want to follow through with, a commitment that you're making, that it is yours. And you don't want to commit to it, because if you do, it will be a rocky road. Let me tell you, as someone who has been a huge experimenter with multiple different things, you know, within business, within just life in general, when I commit to something that, and I think in retrospect, you always see where it wasn't in alignment with your truth. When I commit to something or have in the past that really wasn't my truth, I never followed through with it. It was always something that felt hard. It felt forced. I didn't really want to do it. I had a lot of resistance. Let's just say that. And so when that happens, it's almost like wasted time in a sense. And obviously experimenting, there's no such thing as failing. It's always a lesson, but you just want to be very clear on, is this my desire? Or is this something that it looks very cool and it makes me think that I want to do it? And I always suggest trying, because you'll never know if you don't try. So that's another thing. But asking yourself, is this my own desire? Is this something that I want to commit to? And when you don't do that, what tends to happen is when you stop doing that thing, or let's say that you give up on it, which I don't think there's a lot of misinformation out there that says that you have to just keep doing what you're doing and never give up. And I don't believe in that, because I think that there is a time and a place when something isn't serving you any longer. But when you get that feeling of, you know what, this is just something that I don't want to do anymore, on an unconscious and subconscious level, on our self-worth, we tend to beat ourselves up. And so I wanted to make that very clear just to start off, that, you know, it's really important to ask yourself, where is it that I am committing to things that aren't my own desire? Where am I wanting to do something? Maybe it's with fitness, maybe it's with nutrition, maybe it's with your career. Maybe you just love personal development and you don't necessarily want to create it. Maybe you tried, maybe you really thought that you wanted to be a coach or a teacher and a mentor. And I think that you're probably doing that no matter what, just by your energy and how you speak, but maybe it's not for you, at least right now. So getting really clear on your own desires is going to be the first thing that I would suggest when on this mission, mission to a higher frequency. So when you decide, here's the thing, you guys, when you decide on committing to something, this is where you want to stay in integrity to your desires, to your soul callings. And the reason why this is so important is because it instills love within yourself. It instills confidence and it instills self-worth. What tends to happen, and what I see often, is that there will be a commitment at the beginning, the initial phases, before it gets hard. And there is no doubt, you guys, as with anything, there are going to be a little bit of obstacles. There's going to be some sort of sacrifice. This doesn't mean anything huge, but a lot of times it's a sacrifice of time. It's a sacrifice of, okay, I'm exchanging this energy for this energy, and I'm no longer doing this in exchange for this. And so a lot of times what I tend to see is that there's a lot of excitement and momentum at the beginning. And as soon as things get hard, most people tend to see that as a sign. Now, I know that this is where things can get confusing, but I will say that there's always going to be some sort of resistance that comes up, no matter what, whether it's 100% in alignment or 0% in alignment. And this is where you have to remind yourself of why you started it in the first place. This is why the very first thing I talked about is making sure it's a true desire. Because when this hits, because it will, I'm not telling you that it won't happen ever, because I always want to be very honest, it will happen. Resistance will happen. If it's not a true desire, you're going to quit. You're not going to really want to persevere, and you are going to essentially stop what it is, whatever you're doing, big or small. And so when this happens, you tend to either self-sabotage it. This can be a relationship. I see this happening a lot. And I also used to do this. I used to do the whole, well, this is really good. What's happening? I would make excuses for things. And, you know, looking back at it, there was a lot of things I needed to work on internally. It had nothing to do with other people. It was always me, and it always is you. And so when you see any type of resistance coming up for what you're committing to, whether it's this program, whether you're starting a new business, whether you're starting a new relationship, or maybe it's a friendship, go back to integrity with yourself, committing to it, because it's really important, you guys, to have a foundation, to have that core value within yourself, which is why, I don't remember which module it was, we have the module on establishing who you are, knowing who you are. And I say the phrase, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve, a lot. And for some of you, that may not resonate right away, which is fine. what this essentially means, for one, there's key codes within this information, meaning that just in by saying it, you're raising your frequency and you're establishing your inner truth and your inner knowing of who you are. But saying, I know who I am, is really just projecting that out into the field of, I know my worth. I know my truth. I am standing solid in myself as a soul. I am not easily swayed. I am in my knowing, and my knowing means I am in my truth. And I know how I serve is essentially, I know that me doing the energetic work, me doing the frequency work is serving. So if some of you are wondering, what does that actually mean? I know how I serve. It's essentially doing the inner work that is going to help with the consciousness of the planet. So if you're in any way doing any type of personal development work, spiritual work, physical work, emotional, mental work, you are contributing to the planet. So I don't want anyone to discount that. So staying committed and in your integrity, not just with yourself, but with other things, which I definitely want to mention, staying in integrity with other people. How you're doing business, how you're interacting with people. Are you telling the truth, not only to yourself, but to other people? This is another big one, you guys. And I am a person who has never had an easy time lying, which obviously is a good thing. But I've been lucky and blessed to know that when I'm saying something that isn't in alignment with who I am, when I'm not telling the truth about something, I always develop physical symptoms. I'll never forget, I wasn't planning to share this story with you guys, but it'll be a good example. When I was, I believe, 21 or 22, my sister-in-law, who at the time was very young, she was 15 or 16, told me she was pregnant with my, she's now sister-in-law, obviously was not back then, with my brother's baby, who was the same age. Now, I had to take her to get the pregnancy test. That's how we found out. But she had told me that she thought that she was. And so this was a secret I had to hide for a really long time. And when I say long time, I mean like 4 or 5 months before she started to show. And that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I had anxiety all day. I had headaches all the time. I didn't tell anyone. I kept my word. But that was something that ate at me, and quite physically and quite literally. And I know that this is an extreme example, but there are a lot of things, and I can think of little things, which I won't go into because this isn't about me, but there's a lot of things in the past where I have had a really hard time either not saying something that someone asked me not to, or just something that didn't feel good. And everybody, you all know what that feels like when something doesn't feel good, when someone, maybe it's in your family or in your friendship circle, is doing something that's out of alignment with their soul and with their truth, and it just doesn't ring true to you and you just don't feel good about it. You know, that is something that you always want to keep in check. You know, the integrity with yourself, like I mentioned in the beginning, first and foremost, with where am I stopping myself? Where am I allowing myself to self-sabotage? And then also with other people. So keeping your word. Keeping your word, I believe, is everything. Don't let this be confused with canceling on people. I think that that is very necessary at times to protect your own energy. I have really learned to do that throughout these past couple of years, where if I had a lunch date with someone and I had a really heavy day and energetically I was just drained, I would cancel. Of course, I would say, you know what? I just need to put myself first, and I don't feel guilty about that. Those are things that I think are very necessary. But if you start to see a trend within yourself where maybe you're making plans and you're always canceling with people, or you're not keeping your word and you're not staying in integrity, honoring commitments, doing things not only for yourself, honoring your own commitments or commitments to other people, you want to evaluate that. You know, this journey to love is not all butterflies and rainbows. You have to check yourself. You have to ask yourself, where is it that I'm not showing up? Where am I not showing up for myself? And where am I not showing up for others, meaning that you committed to something and you're not following through? So another thing that relates to this is something that's called upper limiting yourself. Now, There is a book that is called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And I've talked about this book, I believe, in other modules. In other programs. And I don't want to spend too much time on this book, but I think it's important to understand that anytime we start to go up in frequency and anytime we start to hit a newer level, it is going to be uncomfortable. It is going to be unfamiliar. It is going to feel strange. It is going to feel not like you. And I want to remind you that this is not only normal, but it's necessary. However, when this happens, this is not an if, this is a when, and this can already be happening to some of you. This may happen a little bit later on. When this happens, your ego freaks out. Your ego says, I'm not safe. This is new. This is unfamiliar territory. This is not how it's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to feel good all the time. I'm not supposed to feel uncomfortable. This is supposed to be easy. And what happens is you tend to upper limit yourself and you stop. You feel though it would be easier for you to just go back to the old self, to the small self, which is the ego and the personality, rather than moving forward, which is the reason why you signed up for this course, or the reason why your soul was leading you to the next place, to this program, to whichever thing that you're committing to or have committed to in the past. And this is important to realize, because upper limiting yourself happens so often. So I would encourage anyone who is feeling like, oh my gosh, this really resonates with me, to check out that book, which again is called The Big Leap. And it's a powerful book, and it's actually a great reminder for me to reread it, because every next level is going to require the next version of yourself. And so if you're finding that your old self, your old layers, because that's what this work is, it's you're an onion. We're all onions and we're pulling off layer by layer by layer. When you start to feel different, like you're not yourself, this is actually a good thing. And so I really felt like this was a necessary module, which I'm going to make it less lengthy than the other modules. But I think that this is really important, because I want everyone to succeed, not just in this program. My goal is for you to use these tools after the 4 weeks and apply it throughout life. I want this to be something that you can use in every area, every next level, every next year, every scenario, of reminding yourself that you're important and you came here, you came to this planet to evolve. You came to this Earth school, as I like to call it, to learn, to really fulfill those soul agreements, to clear a lot of karma, which for some of you, actually, I would say probably all of you, and this is myself included, came for self-empowerment, came to empower yourself. Maybe in past lives, you gave your power away too much. Maybe you played the victim card way too much, which I believe all of us have had lives in that. And this is your time to take that back, to put yourself first. And so allow this to integrate. You know, if you need to listen to this over and over again, I think that's really necessary. But know that building confidence, building self-love, building that awareness, and overall just that inner peace, a lot of this comes from keeping the promises to yourself that you established before. A lot of it comes from hitting these milestones that you create for yourself, which, again, this is going to be a constant practice. You're going to find out probably many times something that you thought you desired and then it wasn't really your desire. It was something that you found out later on wasn't yours. Or you'll find that thing that you are just on fire about, and you have to remind yourself over and over again that when the hiccups come, when contrast comes, when things don't go right, that is not a signal for you to give up. That is just a signal to either reroute, to pivot, ask yourself where you're not in vibrational alignment with it, and you move on. But it's not an indication that you should give up. And so for those of you who feel that you have done this a lot in the past, you've started something and you have never followed through, do not let this get to you. Just forgive yourself. Do not go into guilt. Do not go into shame. And decide to move forward. Decide to make different decisions. You know, this 2020 is all about taking your power back, unlearning. There's a lot of unlearning going on right now with everyone. And so it's a great time to just look at yourself straight on and say, okay, where am I not in integrity with myself? Where have I not been keeping promises with myself? Where am I lying to myself? Where am I telling myself a story that isn't true? And then you do the same thing for other people. Where am I not in integrity with other people? Where am I lying to other people? Where am I not really upholding the agreements that I kept with other people? And again, saying in your truth, if you need to cancel on people, if you need to reschedule that phone call, if you don't feel like going out with someone, that is perfectly fine. That is not what I'm talking about. I just want to make that really clear. It's more of where are you seeing these different trends that are happening, either with, you know, up-leveling in your life, your spiritual journey, where you may be waking up in the morning, having the intention the night before that you are going to commit to moving your body for 10 minutes. You guys, 10 minutes is nothing. So I would highly encourage you, if you have resistance towards working out or moving your body, do it for commit for at least 2 weeks, start to see how you feel, and you won't want to give it up. This goes for everything. This goes for whether it's journaling, this goes for doing any type of meditation. This is really just anything that is part of a routine that you do in the morning. Give it time, because if you don't give it time, you're really cutting yourself short. You're really not keeping those promises to yourself. And so definitely take some time on the exercises in the worksheet and find out where you're not following through with yourself, finding a place where you can lovingly call yourself out. Real self-love is also calling yourself out. And I know you guys know that. It's a knowing that you have, but there's a big difference, and I've said this before, between knowing and doing. Knowing is one thing. We all know a lot of things, but actually applying that is a whole other level. And just know, again, and I'm going to repeat myself over and over and over again, that this work can be uncomfortable. And it's actually absolutely necessary in order to create change, in order to rise in frequency. You have to let go of that gunk and that stuff that does not feel good, those lower frequencies, in order to add in more light. But it doesn't need to be hard. There's a huge difference. You don't have to make it hard. You can allow it just to process through you. You can give yourself grace. You can give yourself space and remind yourself that this is part of the work. This is part of the energy, that when you allow it to happen, instead of resisting it, things just seem to pick up. Momentum happens. You start realizing that everything is working out for you. You start realizing the shifts that are happening in your life. More often than not, it's other people realize that in you before you realize it in yourself. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful to see that, because then you know that you telling people what you're doing is not as powerful as people seeing that transformation and that rise in energy and vibration, and you realize that you were the creator of it. So I will leave you all with that. I also wanted to leave you with a quote from Abraham Hicks that I heard the other day that I really wanted to share. And that is, you can't pinch off who you really are and feel good. You just can't. And the way that I translate that is that you can't shut down your true desires. You really can't. Your desires are meant for you. If you suppress them, they will keep coming up over and over again. So you might as well go for it. You might as well work towards it. You might as well align to it. Because I will tell you from experience, anytime I've had a desire and I've dismissed it and I've pushed it down, it's always come up. And when I actually embrace it and when I've actually moved towards it and done the steps for it, it's like a whole other level of self-love. It's a whole other level of confidence. I feel powerful. I feel worthy. And it's just a feeling like you've never felt before. So I hope this module served you all. Again, listen to this over and over and over again if you need to. But I think this is a missing piece to what a lot of you have been working on, and that is staying committed to what you started. This is staying committed to whatever that may be. And again, this can be on a physical level with your nutrition, your wellness. This can be on a spiritual level. Maybe you've dabbled a little bit, but you know that you really need to dive deeper. Or it could also be the emotions that you're unwilling to feel and, you know, really wanting to follow through with that. And then also the mental constructs, the things that you've been telling yourself over and over again, those stories that need to be released for good. So sending love to you all. Let me know your aha moments in the group, and I will see you in there.